Good morning. High pressure anchored over interior New York and New England, providing us with the coolest air of the season this morning, with a lot of locations waking up with temperatures in the middle and upper 30s, other locations in the lower to middle 40s this morning. That same high pressure will bring us brilliant sunshine and a nice blue sky through the day today, and highs will reach in the upper 60s to just about 70 degrees on average. The high will slide off the eastern seaboard tonight, and a warming trend will begin. In order to get that milder air in here, skies will be partly cloudy overnight tonight, and a little bit chilly, but not nearly as cool as this morning, with lows back into the upper 40s to around 50. During the day tomorrow, a weak disturbance will approach from the west. Some sunshine in the morning will give way to increasing clouds. Temperatures will be milder, with a southwest wind will be up into the mid-70s, with the risk of a shower or two by sunset, but the best chance of showers with that disturbance will arrive overnight Saturday night. Clouds and a few lingering showers into the early morning hours on Sunday, especially into New England, then a drying trend with increasing sunshine on Sunday afternoon. It'll turn breezy on Sunday with highs in the lower 70s. High pressure will build in once again for the early part of next week. We're looking for lots of sunshine on Monday and highs back into the lower to mid 70s. And on the backside of that high pressure system, even warmer for the midweek period next week. With a mix of sun and clouds and increased humidity on Tuesday, a more summer-like feel with highs right around 80 and into the lower 80s with the next chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center has issued its last advisory on Gabrielle, which dissipated last night near the Dominican Republic. Still, heavy rainfall is a threat, and the remnants of Gabrielle is expected to produce total rainfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches over Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, with isolated maximum amounts of up to 8 inches. These rains could cause dangerous flash floods and mudslides over the mountainous terrain. Meanwhile, an upper-level system will continue to bring heavy rainfall and the possibility of severe weather to portions of the Pacific Northwest. Flash flood watches and warnings have been issued for a large part of Washington state, and the Storm Prediction Center is looking into the possibility of severe winds and hail across the northern Rockies. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Tsushima Airport in Japan at 8:37 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Paris, Charles de Gaulle Airport in France at 3:30 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 115 miles visibility with mostly clear skies and 27 degrees, a northwest wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 21 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 45 degrees, the dew point 41, 86% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.25 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Doe Lake and Spinach Lake, both in Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-70s, Boston sunny near 70, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 72 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 61, that's 5 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday for the month, 61 hundredths, which is 11 hundredths above normal, and 32.12 inches for the year, which is 5.47 inches above normal. There were no cooling degree days yesterday for the month, 30, which is 13 above normal, and 728 for the season, which is 168 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 55, the record high, 91, set in 1983, and the record low, 38, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 6:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:21 p.m., 12 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Sunny and comfortably cool today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and comfortably cool today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Johnstown and Gloversville, sunny and comfortably cool today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, sunny, comfortably cool today with highs right around 70. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunshine and comfortably cool today with highs right around 70. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, milder with a chance of showers after dark in most places and highs in the middle 70s. Showers Saturday night and first thing Sunday morning a few showers, then increasing sunshine Sunday afternoon, breezy and cooler with highs in the lower 70s. Sunny, nice on Monday, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, more humidity Tuesday, warmer with highs around 80. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday in the lower 80s and still the risk of a shower in the mid-70s on Thursday. For WAMC, have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.